Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pete Futek, college football news. He joins us every single Thursday at 4:20 on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show.
I love Ohio State fans. Ohio State's just so much fun. It just amuses me too much. All across, between the firing of Ryan Day and all the Ohio State, I have a bunch of Ohio State fans who were texting me afterwards, friend fans, that were like, this sucks, I want him gone. I'm like, you do realize that even if as bad as this is, if USC loses, you're probably in the playoff. Well, yeah, but we lost to Michigan. It's like, yeah, but you could still win the national championship. Yeah, but this hurts. Like really? Okay. It's so fun to watch how this is all going out. Ohio State could still win the national championship. You're one USC loss away from being right in the mix.
So with that, what going into this weekend, they need one of two teams, probably more likely USC than TCU, but they need at least
one. They're not getting in if TCU loses. I would highly, highly doubt that they get in.
So then what do you make of there? So you're saying a loss in the Big 12 title game is better than a loss to Michigan?
I will loss like that. I think that it depends. I shouldn't be so quick on that, because if like it's 40-3 or Kansas State just destroys them, then yeah, that opens it up, I think, a little bit. But I would be sort of stunned, because we have yet to. It's one thing to be 12-1 and lose your conference champion and be 11-1 and get trucked at home by your arch rival in the game that you've been waiting 300-something days for. Maybe it's a 50-50 call, but only if TCU gets destroyed. I don't think if it's a close loss, I don't think they have it. Alabama definitely doesn't have it unless something really crazy happens. But, Utah's not bad. I mean, I am not 100% sold here that USC's winning this. And I'm there. I think if you can't win your own division, you shouldn't win the national championship. But yeah, I think Ohio State's in. I just think that if USC loses this, they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt here.
So how do you think Ohio State would fare in the playoffs if they were to make it?
They could win it. I mean, seriously, I mean, you're talking about, first of all, you got a month to get ready for this, which means you hopefully get a bunch of parts back and healthier. And look, they could be that team, like of Alabama of a couple years ago, where they just sort of found their way in at the four. And then next thing you know, Tua's throwing to Devontae Smith for a game-winning touchdown. I mean, Ohio State could beat TCU. Ohio State could, they could beat Michigan on the right day. I mean, if that works out. Talent for talent-wise, NFL-wise, sure. I'm not going to put them – I don't think they'd beat Georgia, but it's not crazy to think talent-wise they couldn't hang with them. So, yeah, if you get in this tournament, if you're Ohio State and you have that much talent, yeah, you could win it.
All right, Pete, so here's my degenerate thought of the day. Tell me what you think, right? So Bama is 55-1 to win the title.
Nice.
Which is ridiculous odds. They're probably not going to get in, obviously. But if TCU gets blown out and USC loses, would they get in?
Don't underestimate the because it's Alabama clause in the College Football Playoff Committee's bylaws here. They've gerrymandered the rules before and the precedents before to get Alabama in a four best team sort of way. I don't think so. It would have to take USC would have to get rolled by Utah, kind of like, you know, Oregon got rolled last year in the Pac-12 championship, and TCU would have to get just destroyed. I mean, you have to have those two things, and then in that room, they'd have to be like, look, what are we doing here? I mean, serious. I know we're supposed to be fair and body of work, but come on. Who are the four best teams going? And the problem with Alabama, though, is the case would have been made. What they had to do is go 2014 Ohio State and just go 59-0. You know, when there was always that question, well, can the Buckeyes get in? You know, and then they go out and just destroyed Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship. And it's kind of like, yeah, look at that team. That team is one of the four best teams in college football. Had Alabama done that against Auburn, then, yeah, I think there would have been a little more of an outcry being like, yeah, this team might actually just be that good. And I know they destroyed them, what was it, 49-27 or 23 or something. So they blew them out. There was any question about it. But it wasn't quite this just total annihilation that they probably needed to have.
Pete, we got to get to the college football playoff expansion news that came out last night. But I want to get to this idea of if a 12-team playoff was happening this year, as we see it's going to happen, let's scrub the top six teams, including Ohio State and Alabama. Outside of those top six seeds or top six teams, of the back six, who do you think would have the best chance of making a run and winning a national title?
I want nothing to do with Washington. I want nothing to do with Michael Penix and the number one offense in the country. I don't think they could win it. I don't think that they would, you know, I don't think they have the lines or the defense to pull it off. But in a, you know, one-shot deal where, you know, one shining moment to the college football playoff thing, if Washington were to get in this, that would be the team I would want nothing to do with, that passing attack, because on the right day, it could absolutely load up. But it really is more about, you know, just getting the shot. And, you know, look, as I tweeted out before, this idea of, well, this ruins the regular season. And you know it better than anybody else. To know Michigan, Ohio State is to know that, that no matter what, that game matters. Doesn't matter if it's for the playoff, doesn't matter if they're both 0-11. That game means everything. Just because there's an expanded college football playoff does not lessen that game, does not lessen Alabama and Auburn. And it would make this Saturday would be one of the five biggest days on the sports calendar. Right now, nobody cares about Saturday. It's all about the Friday night game. If USC wins, they're in, and then everyone's going Christmas shopping after they watch the U.S. Soccer team play on Saturday. So, like, There's no buzz about this championship Saturday because there doesn't need to be. But if in an expanded college football playoff where we're going into a weekend where, as you know, perverted as this sounds, Purdue has a shot to make the playoff, you know, like North Carolina could get into the college football playoff, all of a sudden this just opens up the fan bases, it opens up the sport, and just makes it just more fun to make this almost like a quarterfinal Saturday for the playoff.
You mentioned Purdue. Do they have a chance? I mean, they're 16-point dogs. I get that, but you never know. I mean, the Aiden O'Connell situation's unique, and you never know in those situations how somebody's going to perform. And also, if they did happen to pull that upset, which would be stunning, would Michigan still get in?
Oh, yeah. No, Michigan and Georgia are safe no matter what. Okay. TCU's more, I mean, because you don't beat Ohio State like that and not automatically be in. I there's no way. There's no way you can make an argument that Alabama deserves to be in over, Michigan at that point. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. But, you know, what I do kind of think, though, is that there's a chance because they're in, because there's no real question about this, that maybe they're Georgia of last year, or maybe they got the massive win. They know they're in. They're 12-0. There's no question. Because remember, last year they were 11-1. Going into the Big Ten championship and had to win that. This year they're in, so maybe they just got to take their foot off the gas a little bit. Purdue's passing game works, and all of a sudden, you know, something weird could happen. I don't think so, but it certainly could.
Pete, getting back to the college football playoff expansion news, it's coming in 2024. 12 teams, six highest ranked conference title,
conference champions.
Conference champions. Thank you. And then six more teams after that. I'll ask you, who do you think is the biggest winners or are the biggest winners in this expansion round?
Can I be really schmaltzy here and say college football fans? It's going to be better.
It just is.
I mean, I know, I get it. I get the tradition. I'm a traditionalist. But think of it this way. As we speak, I think it's something like 19 to 20% of all the college basketball teams get in the NCAA tournament. 50% of NHL teams get in, 44% of NFL teams get in, 67% of all NBA teams make the playoffs. You're talking about 9% get into this playoff. It's going to be hard, and it's not even the top 12. It's the top 11, because that 12th is probably always going to go to that group of five champion, which is going to be really weak and sad going forward after expansion. So you're going to throw, you know, the group of five a cookie and give them that 12th seed. So you got to finish in the top 11. That's going to be a dogfight to get there. It is not going to be easy. And again, it's just going to make it more fun. And no one's thinking that, you know, the 10th seed can come in, you know, beat Georgia or beat, you know, Ohio State or Michigan or anything like this. But it's getting that chance, and it's getting the shot. It's the UCF argument a few years ago where we just want a shot. We just want a chance. And now you're taking it out of the hands of the judges a little bit. Right now, we're trying to think about, you know, how these, you know, dignitaries think about college football, even though they didn't watch the whole season and don't know enough. But yeah, we're going off their whims, as opposed to being like, hey, if I win the ACC championship, I am in the college football playoff. That's just going to make college football more fun. And yeah, it'll lessen the rivalries a little bit across the board, but it'll make every other game just that much bigger, because it's going to be that much more important to go to the conference championship. And somebody might actually watch the ACC championship now at some point, whereas now, where it's the timing of it, nobody watches it. Now it's going to be appointment television when that happens.
Pete, when we were talking about this earlier, I made the point about how, because there were really five or six programs that were consistently in the college football playoffs from the moment they went to four teams until even this year, although this year feels a little bit more like an anomaly, it felt like that because those teams constantly got that, you know, financial boost, because they constantly got that exposure boost, that it felt like it just kind of became this kind of Ouroboros of kind of feeding and strengthening those programs. Do you think that will happen with more teams now that we go from four teams to 12 teams?
Well, that ship sailed. Big Ten and SEC, they're going to be the biggest bad boys no matter what, and they're just going to get more teams in. So that's just going to happen. But the other part of this thing, too, that gets completely lost is that the college football playoff has colossally sucked over the last few years. I mean, it's the best tournament because it's the most fair tournament. There's no such thing as a cheap college football playoff championship. You can't finish seventh in your conference, get, you know, hit a few three-pointers and, you know, get there. You can't just be a wild card and go on a late postseason run. There's nothing fluky about it. So you get these four great teams that prove themselves over the season. And think about it. Clemson, Ohio State, the Fiesta Bowl is probably the last really good one. I mean, the national championship game last year was pretty good, but it was painful in a lot of ways because of the defense. But we were so spoiled early on with so many great college football playoff games, the Deshaun versus Alabama games, certainly Ohio State, you know, getting through Alabama. I mean, there were some classics, you know, Georgia beating Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. I mean, it was so good. And then since then, every game seems like it's been an annihilation. So, okay, if we're not really changing the dynamic here, so let's see if the new expansion makes things even more interesting.
Pete, where is Deion Sanders going to coach next year?
I wish he went to Wisconsin. As an alum, that was my guy. Look, I get it. I'm not going to argue too hard with Hugh Freeze. I mean, he's a good coach, or Matt Rhule, or certainly Luke Fickell, or now Tom Herman going to Florida Atlantic. I mean, these are good college football coaches, so I'm not going to argue against that. But that's kind of a failure of imagination. I don't know what I'm getting with Deion. You want to talk about, first of all, he's done the work. He's proved that he wants to be a great head coach. He's been great at Jackson State. And who better to navigate the current college football landscape knowing how name, image, and likeness works? I want that guy on the recruiting trail for my program over anybody else out there. Colorado fit, and we always forget, you know, with all the prime time and the flash, he's the guy who likes to go fishing. He's kind of more of a chill guy than he gets credit for. I think Colorado would be a great fit. I could see South Florida because of Tampa, but it would have to be close to a bigger media market would be my guess, and I think Colorado would be close enough. I mean, I hope he takes the Colorado gig, because I think he could do some really big things there. And about, you know, he brings the energy. Wherever he goes, that program is going to be Deion, and you know, buckle up, because it's going to be wild.
Pete, we got about 60 seconds here, buddy. I was accused of being on my high horse earlier. I was also accused of being on a soapbox earlier. Which one's better?
Soapbox on a high horse. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't think at the same time. I think they thought I was on different things, but both looking down on people. Which one's better, to be on a high horse or a soapbox?
I would guess a soapbox, because the soapbox isn't going to run away, and I'm not allergic to soap as I am to horses. So I would guess I would rather be on a soapbox.
Yeah, but horses are tall. Pete, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you.
Later, guys. You have a good one.
Later, dudes. Later, dude. Pete Futek, College Football News.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.